Kaufman Cove sustained widespread flooding and multiple landslides, which damaged several culverts and at least one major road. 15 families were cut off from town for about a week when a landslide spilled over the highway. Perry Olson sits on Kaufman Cove City Council. He detailed the damage on an online community forum on November 26th. In the post, Olson said he'd received reports that there are at least two washouts inside the city limits, as well as several landslides further out of town on federal land. John Mulcair is Kaufman Cove's mayor. He says the community is holding up well in spite of the damage.
We live out in the middle of Alaska, so we are pretty self-sufficient, as everybody is. And I guess I'd like to say our thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Wrangell, because they had a lot tougher time than we did.
Though the debris blocking the main road is mostly clear and those families can safely make their way into town again, Mulcair says Kaufman Cove has a long way to go, and they don't have a good timeline as to when the state will be able to repair the damage.
We're going to have to wait and see what disaster declaration does for us in terms of repairing that. My understanding is that now that we've got the initial stuff out of the way, they'll come in and do an assessment and see what we are eligible for.
Jeremy Zedek is a spokesperson for the Alaska Division of Homeland Security. He says around the time Governor Mike Dunleavy declared the initial disaster event, his division started to receive word that there were other non-fatal landslides across the region. He says he received reports that the communities of Heidelberg, Ward Cove, Craig, and Klawock in southern southeast took damage from landslides. But on Prince of Wales Island, Kaufman Cove bore the brunt of the destruction.
Southeast saw conditions that really led to multiple landslides in a lot of different areas. In Kaufman Cove, we've received reports that roads and culverts have been damaged by the disaster event.
Now, residents of both Wrangell and Kaufman Cove are eligible for several public assistance programs for landslide damage. Zedek says so far, they're mostly being called to assist Kaufman Cove residents with damage to public property.
The public assistance can address damages to roads and culverts, bridges, utilities.
Those who experienced damage to personal property or who were displaced are also eligible for state assistance. The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is currently accepting applications for the state individual assistance and temporary housing programs. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.